Picture two pricing algorithms locked in a death spiral, each trying to undercut the other till nobody makes money. You're listening to Exploring Next. I'm Izo, and that nightmare scenario is exactly what Google's latest research tackles. Episode 218 with Boone, who's probably already adding this to his weekend project list.
Guilty as charged. But Izzo, this isn't just another research paper. Google's Paradigms of Intelligence team just cracked something that every developer building multi-agent systems deals with daily.
Right? Because if you're shipping with LangGraph or Crew AI, you know the pain. You spend weeks hard-coding how Agent A should talk to Agent B, then everything breaks when you add Agent C.
Exactly. And Google's approach flips that entire model. Instead of writing coordination rules, they train agents against a mixed pool of opponents, some learning, some static, and cooperation just emerges.
Okay, but cooperation emerges sounds like magic. Break that down for me, Boone.
It's actually elegant. They use something called predictive policy improvement, where agents learn to read each interaction and adapt in real time through in-context learning.
So instead of me coding, if Agent A says X, then Agent B does Y, the agents figure out their own coordination language.
Precisely. They're using standard reinforcement learning, stuff like GRPO that you can grab off the shelf, but the key insight is the diverse training environment.
Diverse how?
Mixed opponent pools. Some agents are actively learning and changing their strategies. Others are static, rule-based programs. This forces each agent to constantly adapt because they never know what they're facing.
That's actually brilliant. It's like training a chess player against both grandmasters and beginners. You learn to read your opponent instead of memorizing specific responses.
Perfect analogy. And here's what's wild. The agents performed better when given zero information about their opponents. Pure trial and error adaptation beats hard-coded assumptions.
From a product perspective, this is huge. Current multi-agent frameworks hit that scalability wall fast. LangGraph works fine for three agents, but try coordinating 20 and your state machine becomes a nightmare.
Right? And that's because traditional MARL assumes you have centralized control. In real enterprise architectures, agents are distributed. They only see their local data and have to guess what everyone else is doing.
Which leads to what the researchers call mutual defection, the prisoner's dilemma at scale.
Exactly. Two agents both optimizing for their own rewards, ending up in a suboptimal state for the whole system. Like those pricing algorithms you mentioned.
So Google's solution is essentially train agents to be social. But I'm thinking about implementation. Doesn't this blow up your context windows?
That's what I thought too. But Alexander Muhlmans from the team clarifies it's about context efficiency, not size. The agents learn to parse interaction history more adaptively.
Smart. Because if you're already packing RAG data and system prompts, the last thing you need is bloated coordination context.
They proved this with the iterated prisoner's dilemma, classic game theory benchmark. No artificial separation between learners, no hard-coded opponent assumptions, just pure emergent cooperation.
I'm giving this approach a solid A-. The only knock is we're still early. Most production systems aren't ready to trust emergent behavior over explicit rules.
Fair point. But think about what this means for the developer experience. Instead of being a rule writer, you become a training architect designing diverse learning environments.
That's actually a much more interesting job. Define the high-level parameters, let the agents figure out the details.
And since this works with standard foundation model training paradigms, it's not like you need specialized hardware or frameworks. Same sequence modeling, same RL techniques.
All right, Boone. What should people go build with this?
First, grab GRPO. That's the reinforcement learning algorithm they validated with. Start with a simple two-agent setup using mixed opponent pools.
Second, if you're already using LangGraph or AutoGen, try implementing a diverse training routine instead of hard-coded coordination rules. And third, this is going straight to my weekend project list, build a multi-agent negotiation system. Let agents learn to trade resources or split tasks without explicit protocols. The future of AI isn't smarter individual agents. It's agents that actually know how to work together. That's a wrap on Exploring Next.